This is Dr. XH Balthazar. I am broadcasting once again to present my findings from the world of the uncanny. As you may recall, I recently ventured to South Carolina and met Violet Landry, who know a great deal about the local culture, and more pertinently, of the local anomalies, which she wrote down on a list for me. One of these stories quickly caught my eye, as I had heard it as a young boy huddled around a campfire. It is the story of the lost colony of Roanoke. Allow me to recount it as it was told to me through flickering flames. The colony of Roanoke was founded in the late 16th century. Over 100 men, women, and children settled on Roanoke Island, which lies near modern-day Dare County, North Carolina. The colony fell into hardship as disease and famine spread over the people. Their leader, a man named John White, decided to return to England to get more supplies and help. In doing so, he left behind his family, including his daughter, the first child to be born in a New World English colony, Virginia Dare. After unexpected delays in travel, John White returned to Roanoke to find the settlement completely abandoned. There was no sign of the 100 people he had left behind. It was as if the people had vanished out of thin air. The only thing left behind was the word Croatone, carved into a palisade. To gain insight into the mystery, I decided to journey to North Carolina to see the site for myself and perhaps unearth a practical theory for the disappearance of the entire town. This is Dr. Balthazar. June 14th, 1956. I am now in Dare County, North Carolina. I am attempting to take a boat out to Roanoke. I've been waiting for several hours in the hot sun, and so far, been unable to find anyone willing to take me. I am quite parched and believe it necessary for safety's sake I hydrate in a cool-aired pub to regain composure. As I was previously explaining, the myth surrounding the Roanoke colony's disappearance is vast. The original context of the word Croatone is a reference to a Native American tribe predating the arrival of Europeans in North America. Research on this matter often leads to the conclusion that the Roanoke settlers assimilated with the Croatone tribe, and White was simply unable to locate them. This is plausible, but does not satisfy the question of why they disappeared without a trace.
Excuse me, sir. I ain't no spy, but I couldn't help but overhear you speak of Roanoke.
That is correct.
What are you, some kind of journalist looking for a story?
No, I'm an investigator.
Hell, I'll tell you what I know about the colony if you buy me a drink. I got empty pockets today.
Please, sit. Would it be all right if, for my research, I took a recording of our conversation, sir?
Fine by me.
I didn't catch your name.
Lowry. Edmund Lowry.
Before I continue playing the rest of the tape for you, I think it is important to describe Mr. Lowry's appearance. He was anything but inviting. He wore ripped and dirty clothing, which covered a bulging beer belly and thin, shriveled legs. His eyes were a rusty gray, and he moved lugubriously across the space, like a sloth or slug. He reeked of scotch and tobacco, and his teeth were yellow. If it were not for my desire to advance my investigation of the Roanoke colony, I would have avoided Mr. Lowry. But in an investigation like this, one must leave no stone unturned. Tell me what you do know of the Roanoke colony. What is this?
My university ID card. I used to be a history professor in the university here. That picture there was before I went to the island. Roanoke, that is. I am seeking to head there myself. You ain't from here, are you? I am not. Neither am I. I grew up in Missouri. Wish someone would have told me about that place. Told you what in particular? Something evil still lurks there. Tell me what you know of this evil, sir. What I know about it, I came face to face with it a few years back. See, I was still teaching at the time. I was preparing a lecture on colonial America when I stumbled across a story of the Roanoke colony. I decided I'd go out to the island myself and look around and do some investigating. It was a cold, gray day in March. Not a ray of sun in the sky. I'd asked my neighbor Jimmy to borrow his paddle boat to get out there. At first, it wasn't too hard. Easy paddling. I had a drink in my canister and almost was enjoying myself. But the closer I got, the more I felt like the water was pushing against me, trying to stop me from getting to the island. So much so, I was starting to get a bit sick. You know, nausea and headache. I remember looking down and seeing the water so dark it almost looked black, like a bruise. Despite the sickness, I rode through some treacherous waters and eventually got to the island. I stumbled out, still feeling sick. The land there slopes down real weird, like the center of the island is a pit. There was nothing but grass. And her... who? A young lady. She was huddled over a slab of rock. The one with the engraving? Croatone. Damn straight. I walked over to her. Her face was so pale, it was almost translucent. She was so thin, you could see the outline of every bone in her face sticking out. So I asked her who she is. She looked at me with dead cold eyes and said, Virginia Dare. Do you mean John White's daughter, Virginia Dare? Mr. Lowry, Virginia was born over 400 years ago. Yeah, goddamn. Don't you think I know that? I take out my notepad and start to ask her questions. I asked her what happened to all the buildings, structures. Where did they go? She said they burned down after a fire got out of hand. You mind buying me another drink? I would prefer you finish the story first, please. All right, well, still makes me so uncomfortable to think about. She turns to me real slow and says, have you ever been hungry, sir? Yes, I says. She says, 3 years my father was gone in search of supplies. 3 years with nothing to eat. I says, if you are who you say, would you tell me what happened to your colony, Miss Dare? But all she did was grind her teeth and then smile. It still makes my skin crawl real bad. What did she do? She sunk her teeth into my arm as hard as she could, like little knives, and ripped them through my skin. I screamed, and the next thing I knew, it was night, and she was gone. So was a piece of my arm. That is a frightening tale, Mr. Lowry. I wrote about it, you know, to get the tenure. But I was the laughingstock of the university. Soon, to let go. They fired me. Over the truth. Been here ever since. Tell me, do you have any history of hallucinations, hearing voices? You say the sea gave you nausea and made you woozy before getting on the island. Could that have triggered something within you? What exactly are you saying? You calling me a liar? No. Though I've never been one to believe in ghosts. She wasn't a ghost, man. She was real. You think I would do this to myself? What kind of monster would bite off his own flesh for a story? Look at me.
I appreciate your time immensely. Let me get you that other drink, Mr. Lowry. Mr. Lowry's peculiar meeting on Roanoke Island was perplexing and mysterious, though it does not get us any closer to finding out the truth of what happened to that colony. I will continue to seek out the answers and do a proper investigation of Roanoke. That is all for this broadcast. So for now, goodbye and good night.